guest narrator?
Well, you know, any thoughts that you might have or impressions or, you know, were you at several of the festivals or just one year?
I was at a couple of them.
Okay.
The first year, I think, was 1969.
Okay.
And a friend of mine in Pennsylvania named Philip Cressman, C-R-E-S-S-M-A-N, he's an old-time banjo player. He was maybe 65 years old. And I was thinking that just about the time that I went to Ivydale, old-time music was on sort of a national level, was starting to get a foothold. Starting to be a revival that was attracting a lot of people who maybe were playing so-called folk music at the time, but knew that the kind of music that was happening at Ivydale was real, the real thing, rather than fake folk music, or what the national media was presenting as folk music. A lot of people, myself included, were getting the idea that something was wrong with that picture, that there was folk music out there that was real folk music, and what was being presented as folk music was real, not it. So one of the first people I met at Ivydale or saw and listened to was some people from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, who I'm not sure if we're officially at that point or soon after where had formed the Fuzzy Mountain String Band. And it was Bill Hicks and Tommy Thompson and Bobby Thompson, his wife, were the nucleus, I think, of that group at the time. Maybe Eric Olson was there, and Blanton Owen, and Malcolm Owen. I think all those guys were at that festival. And at the time, they were kind of in the forefront of kind of a mini revival in old-time music. And they showed up at Ivydale playing just great tunes that they learned mostly in West Virginia from people like Henry Reed and Frank George. And it was the first time I saw those guys play and realized that there was starting to be an interest not only in real folk music, but by people of my age group, and that was kind of an exciting thing to realize that there was other people besides myself who was interested in old time music, real old time music, and here at this festival was, you know, dozens of players of my age group. Besides all the old-timers who were there that this age group was kind of looking up to. And that was also the first time I heard Glenn Smith play and Frank George play, and I talked about Melvin Wine, Wilson Douglas, Lee Triplett, Hiram Owens, they were there. Harry Dixon, Herb Pitzer, I think Uncle John Hill maybe was there from Virginia, who John Morris was kind of taken to and was hanging out with. I'm not sure if it was that year or the next year when I came back that Sherman Hammonds came with Dwight Diller. And besides all these other guys that were kind of the mentors of the younger old-time music crowd, there was quite a collection of them there, as well as singers and banjo players and people. I'm mostly talking about fiddlers at this point. So it was a real revelation that here was people actually meeting together in the middle of West Virginia with this similar interest in what I believe I'd finally discovered as to be some real folk music.
Yeah, there have been and other people that have expressed a similar idea, in that they were really impressed by the openness of the people, the friendliness of the people, because the early 70s, that period of time throughout the country, was kind of a very
unsettled,
unsettled time, and there was a lot of rifts in the country between, you know, people about different issues, and they felt that they were accepted very readily by these people, and felt very welcome, that there was this common bond there that crossed the age difference and also some of the cultural differences between them and some of these older individuals.
I remember a couple little incidents that kind of brought those kind of conflicts to a head. I remember some guy who started walking around the campground, and he was wrapped with an American flag. Have you heard this?
No. No.
And Dave Morris got real upset. Told him he had to quit that.
Yeah.
Dave Morris obviously took it as some kind of a slight. I don't know what guy's intent was, but I remember him telling me he'd have to take that flag off. And it was, you know, it was right after Vietnam, and people were even during, I forget.
Yeah.
But people were really trying to sort through all that stuff.
Did the weather cooperate the years you were there, or did you have the famous monsoons the year I was there?
The first year I was there, I don't think it was, I remember some rain, but I don't remember like the last time I went, when it was just torrential forever, and everybody was trapped out on the island. I remember at one point they were trying to get people back across the bridge, and the water was over the bridge about foot and a half deep, and they had stretched a rope across, and a guy was walking through knee-deep water, just rushing torrential water, and holding onto this rope, and he stepped off the upstream side of the bridge, and he disappeared right under the bridge. I don't know whether he had his hands on the rope or the bridge, but that's all you could see sticking out of the water. I mean, you know, he couldn't last long at that in that position, but they hauled him out, got him dried out, and he was all right. I mean, it was real close. That guy would have, if he'd have let go, or if they couldn't have pulled him out from under the bridge, he would have been a goner.
Yeah. That's one of the things that seems to come up. Just one of the things that people seem to remember a lot about that festival is the weather never quite cooperated. You know, every year there was a kind of rain like that. In fact, I think David told me that in 73 they had two festivals that summer. One of them they made in July, which is the one that I was at, to try to get it out of that same weekend that they always had it. So maybe the weather would be better, and it wasn't anyway. So
they also did festivals as part of that same project in Kentucky, which I went to, and one at Droop Mountain, which I went to.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that.
It was part of that same, they got a grant, Rockefeller
grant. Grant.
And the one in Kentucky, a lot of West Virginia musicians came down to. I'm going to guess it was 72 or something like that. But it was a pretty wild affair. It was in Carter Caves, Kentucky, at a state park, and I remember a whole bunch of bikers showed up, and streaking was real big at that time. They had a lot of bikers streaking through the campground on their Harleys.
Jeez.
It was pretty wild. The one at Droop Mountain had some bad weather. But I'd say it was a real successful event because there was a lot of great music played there.
Now it's in Pocahontas County, Droop Mountain.
But I guess I was mostly taken by the fact that when I arrived at Ivydale, I didn't think I was much of anybody, you know. I played banjo and guitar and fiddle. And, you know, during the festival, I was asked to back up people on stage and play on stage. Treated like somebody special, which made quite a impression on me.
But it does seem like that particular period of time was a very critical one. I don't think we'd be where we are now with old time music, especially in West Virginia, had the festival not occurred. Had people like you mentioned, Tommy Thompson, Jim Watson, those guys. I mean, maybe they would have gotten interested anyway, but I think the festivals really helped to draw those people together.
And I think the festival was being written up in Sing Out magazine and places like that. In fact, that's something you might want to look into.
Okay.
Because there was some write-ups. I know for sure there was one in Sing Out magazine. Another thing that I remember from that first festival was most all the musicians who came, all the younger musicians, very few were from West Virginia. And it was the Morris Brothers and Dwight Diller, and I really don't know who else, but I remember David Morris standing on the stage after having presented a bunch of young fiddlers from everywhere else, and saying, "Now you West Virginia boys better get busy here, because all these fiddle players are showing up." It was kind of also like a prophecy, you know. There's